Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, all your podcast catchers, iHeartRadio, YouTube. It's Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Right here next to me is, actually, right now is when your metal show is premiering on Renegade Radio.
It is.
Everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Block.
Block.
Can't even talk. It's your birthday coming up, so that's why I can't even talk.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Next week, we got quite a birthday show for you.
Oh. That'd be something to be excited about.
I can't say much, but the fire will be involved.
I like that.
Yeah, and we've got, we've had so many beautiful ladies on the show as of late. Now we're back to some hunky testosterone for you.
About time.
Can you feel the testosterone? Can you feel the...
I was excited to come to work today. It's like, finally, now I get to stare at someone.
Can I have some gun show?
So they're flexing their biceps right now, as you can see on the YouTube. That's our friend. He's been in Navy SEALs. He's been in Homeland. He's got a lot of good stuff coming up. He's
yes, sir.
Former corrections officer turned actor, Eric Rheingrover.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good. How was yourself?
I'm doing good. We were just talking. We're going to start with that conversation, and we're going to go forward. But you have a friend here,
yes.
And he's got a fascinating filmography. Both of you guys are just kind of breaking into the business, but
Pretty much. You've had
a lot of credits in 2020. A lot of stuff. Your IMDb page is like, hold on, there's a lot of stuff coming. Raymond Vincic Williams,
yeah. It's kind of pronounced Polish.
So say that one more time.
Vincic,
okay. Yep. So I said Vincic. Yeah, I had a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I'm used to it. It's fine.
Okay. And it's a whole SAG thing. I understand. So we're gonna talk to these guys about acting, about muscles, about all sorts of stuff, poop, all sorts of things. but before we get started, we got four sponsors really quick, and we'll do it really quick. We've got Audible. I love audiobooks. Mm-hmm. I love listening to audiobooks. I'm always on the road. Go to audibletrial.com/DMS. You can get books on acting, books on weightlifting, books on how to be a man, how to be a woman, whatever you want.
Yeah.
They got everything from Shakespeare to smut.
It's 2020. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be a man now. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
And so you get one free book, two free Audible originals for free, all free, because I said free before each one. audibletrial.com/DMS. Look for the link when you're listening or watching the show. Do me some cooking.
Best vegan food in LA.
You guys aren't vegan. I can see you eat meat.
No, no, no.
But let me tell you something. If I brought either one of you guys to Doomies, I didn't tell you it was vegan. I'd throw some chicken parmesan in front of you.
And some nachos.
I'd probably mash it just because as long as it looks good, tastes good, and smells good, I'm all right. But
it
smells like, you know what? I'm not
you'd mash it and you'd love it.
Oh, yeah.
The nachos were voted one of the 10 best nachos in LA by LA Weekly, the only one without meat.
Yeah.
It's a date.
Yep. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on here. But, now I know why you wanted these guys coming on. So, Do Me Some Cleaning is at 1253 Vine Street, right in the corner of Fountain and Vine. There's also one in Toronto, Canada, if you're ever in Canada. Mm-hmm. Speaking of date, now that you've got something to read, now that you're eating something, go to Hustler Hollywood. They're sponsoring the show now.
Yes.
HustlerHollywood.com. I love going to Hustler Store here. There's one in Vegas. But you don't have to. We've got a worldwide audience.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to live in L.A. or Vegas or any one of the major cities to get your lingerie, your novelties, your vibrators, whatever, your sex pills. Just go to Hustle, you know.
If you body need, liquors.
If you need
everything.
Body. What's body liquor?
You don't know what that is?
It's
like a flavor thing you put on somebody's body and you lick it off. It's like candy.
That's what whipped cream's for.
Or syrup, something.
Yeah, or yeah, say Hershey syrup.
It's not as messy, though. It's not as sticky.
I try to pre-screen my dates to see if they're lickable, just plain.
Yeah. You have like a test sheet.
You can smell them.
Yes
or like,
no.
Do I want to or not?
Oh, trust me. Yeah, I've smelled some girls. I was like, no. I'm going to have the poop breath. You know what I'm talking about. No. But you know, at Hustle Hollywood, they have also fragrances and things. So, but anything you want. If you're listening to this or you're watching this, if you listen to this on Apple, iHeartRadio, whatever, there will be a code or YouTube, a code. You get 20% off anything at the Hustle Store plus a free gift. And one more thing. This is good for you guys. You ever heard of Spy Associates?
I can't say that I have.
I have not.
No. They got like James Bond shit. This stuff is great.
Yeah.
They got like cameras and smoke detectors. They have GPS trackers. They have bug detectors.
Where are they?
SpyAssociates.com.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
When you listen to the show and all your friends worldwide, there's a code for 20% off any order over $249. They've got all sorts of spy stuff. If you want to spy on somebody, if you want to see if somebody's spying on you, all sorts of great gadgets.
I could get in trouble with that shit.
SpyAssociates.com.
Remember that thing you took from my house? I'm going to put this little camera right up here, and we'll watch you do some.
you'll catch them red-handed just because uh-huh. it's my associate. So yep. That's it for the sponsors. Hannah, I was mentioning it, but before we get to the guys, you have a new show on Renegade Radio
every Monday.
Every Monday, it's untitled as of right now, but it's Hannah picking her favorite metal song.
Yeah, you know, since it's untitled, I would like to see if we can have a contest, and maybe they can DM me and come up with the best name for my metal show.
There you go.
This week.
DM Hannah and come up with a name for the metal show, and I will put that in our I will put that in all of our social media. Name Hannah's metal show,
and then I'll give you a shout out. Thank you very much, and maybe have you as a guest on the show if you're in the LA area.
Okay, well, I wouldn't go that far, but I would.
if it's that good.
We have to have somebody that's interesting like these guys. These guys are actors.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be interesting if they come up with a good name.
Okay, so we were discussing it. I don't know, but, you know, Hannah's Carnage, Hannah's Brutality, Hannah's...
Savage Hannah.
glam and metal.
Welcome to Hannah's Pit. I was going to say.
Glam and gore, I don't know.
So it's not like Poison, Def Leppard? So the glammy stuff?
It's like Carcass and Obituary and Slayer.
That's not glam.
Not at all.
Okay, so.
It's too deep for my blood.
So basically, if you're listening to the show, and we've got a whole 2020 schedule, so... this show will be airing Friday nights at 9. That's when it premieres. Then it will be on all podcast catchers on Sunday afternoon. Monday, Renegade Radio, 8 o'clock, listen to Hannah's metal, untitled metal show.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll repeat our show, and then the show will be on YouTube on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So rate, review, subscribe. So, Eric, what has been going on with you lately? Last time we saw you, you were... you had a lot of things in the can. You were doing a lot of acting.
Yeah.
Your Homeland episode should be coming out shortly, right?
I think it comes out April or May. And then I got called back to SEAL Team for a couple more episodes. And I just got done doing a film called Bums. And it kind of touches I think I said that last time.
You touched on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could tell us more about Bums?
Kind of. It was more about... I can't say obviously divulge what we did, but I guess it touches more on the a lot of the homelessness rate in Los Angeles.
Right. But this isn't going to be like bum fights.
No, not at all. But
because I found my old bum fights DVD.
Did you?
Oh my.
God, I remember those. Those are so awesome to watch.
Long time ago.
Yeah,
it was a long time. I was looking at it going, there's no way they could ever do this now.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way.
Yeah, it'd be. Yeah.
And I'm ashamed that I laughed at a couple parts, but I just watched it as an archaeological experiment.
It was the funniest shit in the world. You put that thing on, you just watch some other bum come up and just crack another one for no reason.
Well, it was weird because it wasn't. I remember when somebody told me about it, I thought it was all going to be bums fighting, and it wasn't. It was skate punks, like, fighting each other, and they had a couple bums that, like, would, like, knock each their heads into, like, a drive-through thing.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second, they're not, and then they had, like, little skits, like, the bum hunter, and, like,
God.
I remember that one.
Yeah, so it was weird. So, but bums is not going to be like that. It's going to be,
No.
It's a serious film.
Yeah, it's a serious film.
Is it an acronym? It's like...
No, it's not an acronym. It's spelt differently. It's a lowercase b, and then the other letters are all uppercase.
Yeah, that's what I was asking, because I was like, why is it the lowercase b?
I think it kind of touches a little bit on, without saying too much, it touches on a person who has become homeless, and I think they might have, don't quote me, because obviously I haven't seen the whole thing, but like PTSD,
sure.
Possible old military guy, you know, so touches on kind of the transition, you know, and then he's homeless and then trying to pick himself up from such.
So it's a drama for sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a drama for sure.
Well, yeah, let's refresh. Cause a lot, I don't know. I mean, all your friends are listening again, and now you're the star this time. Raymond's the sidekick, and we'll move you over to the star. So
yes.
But, You are a former correctional officer in Chino, the toughest prison, one of the toughest prisons in California. But you were like a substitute prison guard.
Yeah, I was a sick relief. Yeah,
yeah. So, but still, that's pretty crazy.
Pretty much. Yeah, I jumped all over the prison, like, you know, calling every night. Hey, who called in sick? This guy. You're gonna go over here. You're gonna go over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Yay.
Was there a lot of sick calling? Because I know myself, and I work fucking, you know, we'll see office jobs.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, I just don't feel like coming to work. I can just imagine, like.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't want to see all the fucking knife fights and sodomy. I just don't feel like going to work today.
Yeah, I don't feel like walking down the hallway and watching this guy jerk off or some shit. Yeah, no.
Oh, you I'm know. Good. Funny you should say that, because my ex-girlfriend.
I think we tapped into
the punchline's not here, because I didn't mention this last time. My ex-girlfriend was a correctional officer.
Oh yeah,
and that's what she hated. She's like I hate, because you know, I'm sure it happened. You're a good looking guy, but I'm sure it happened to her more. Like, they would jerk off to her.
Oh yeah. Oh god. Yeah. There's times you go down and you have to walk with a nurse. You know, that has to give an inmate his medication for the day or whatever, and you'll see him stark naked and just whacking one.
Right.
And then you're like, hey. You know, of course, like, there's a lady present, so of course don't do that. And plus, it's obviously against the rules, but I mean.
It's against the rules to masturbate in prison?
Yeah.
Really?
No sexual nothing. Zilch.
I better not go to prison.
Yeah, don't go to prison. Don't go to prison.
I think there's more things to worry about than not being able to masturbate in prison.
Well, that's
that's scary thing.
Still, though. I mean, I guess there's so she's like, I'm like, well, just take it as a compliment. And she's like, that's why we're not going out anymore. Uh-huh. But it's weird. It reminds me of the first time I saw Silence of the Lambs. I was a little kid, and I saw it with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And when they shoot the jizz in Jodie Foster's face,
yeah.
I had to kind of, like, my girlfriend's, like, my grandmother barely saw it. She's like, what's going on? What was that? I'm like, she threw a drink at him.
Yeah. You know, it was jelly filling, Grandma. Cream.
He threw a glass of milk at her. You know,
this is one of those. It was custard.
So then you actually were had an injury, if I recall correctly.
I did. Yeah, I took a fall down some wet steps responding to an alarm, so I got like a 12-inch scar on my back, a double lumbar spinal fusion surgery.
Ugh.
So they force retired me, and so that's what made me jump into acting. That's how I met this lovely gentleman.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear about that.
I was gonna ask, and obviously the middle name you have because of SAG.
No,
it's probably a lot of Raymond Williams, right?
So when I first got into acting, I went to go make my IMDb, and like, I'm official now, and there's a lot of Raymond Williams
out
in the world, and I was like, well. I do have two last names, so Vincent Williams. I was like, I'm going to make it different. I'm going to stick out. So, and Vincent, it's a strong name. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
So why not just Raymond Vincent? Because people mispronounce it like I just did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, plus I just feel like having that third name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like a Sean William Scott. You know,
right.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Raymond Yours Vincent rhymes, Williams. Too. Yours yeah. rhymes. So yeah. It was close.
Boom, yeah. Boom. Because, as you know, when you're SAG, two people can't have the same name.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's why Philip Seymour Hoffman's Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's why I think Robert Downey Jr.'s father acted, so that's why he's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
And Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But there's already Michael Douglas. Right. So that's one of those things. But you're saying that you're not sure. There may have been or just when you went to SAG, it's like, okay, I've got the three names. So
no, I told myself I wanted to use all three names. So
okay.
It's just kind of what I was like, cool, three names it is.
So how did you guys meet? How did these two big, colossal, muscular guys?
I know where we met. So the first time I met Eric Ryan Grover was on a set of Dustin Ferguson's Los Angeles Shark Attack. I was the lead in that film.
Okay.
So. I think the one day
I was just a day player that day.
Yeah, he was just a day player that day. So we were going to location.
Yeah. I auditioned for the shark, but you know,
next time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
write him in.
So we just left the beach, and then we were going to the office building we were using for the set. And I see his motorcycle. I was like, that's probably Eric. You
know, yeah.
I see him standing there. I'm like, oh, okay. So I introduced myself.
Yeah.
Because we were friends on Facebook before that, and I've heard a lot about him. Through other actors, actresses that I've worked with in the past. So And then we started kind of shooting the shit, and next thing you know, we're all buddy buddy, and then we worked together on a few things following right. that one. So,
and what you may or may not know, and I don't know how much research you did on these guys. I'm guessing none. So,
no, she was busy drooling over the pictures.
Yeah, no,
yeah, there we go. There we go.
A picture of him with his shirt off. I know you're checking that one out. But you were a MMA fighter and a professional wrestler.
I was. So I still practice MMA. The best, you know, whenever I can, whenever sure. I have free time.
He actually trains me, by the way. Oh, just yeah? Start, I just yeah. started training with him.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
well, so, it's great.
I'm trying to still keep my foot in the door with the professional wrestling. It's just kind of hard the schedule I have with, you know, obviously the day job when I'm trying to make some money between what, acting gigs.
Right. I'm teaching gymnastics?
I teach gymnastics. I was a gymnast for 18 years.
Yeah, that's and lest anybody think that's fruity, that takes a lot of strength.
It's harder than most people think.
I can imagine, I mean, yeah.
You can put any bodybuilder you want in that gym, and they're not going to be able to lift themselves up for sure. half a second. So I was also a dancer, too.
Same thing.
That competitive time. Dancing for 18
well, what
years
type of dancing?
Well. Ballet, tap, lyrical, jazz, hip hop.
So now you got to have his attention. Every time swing, we get a dancer on,
some waltz.
Yeah, I really look up to dancers just because what you can do with your body, and it takes a lot of discipline.
Yep, it's. I mean,
you can dance yeah. for one of your shows.
I mean, I love the fact that I got into dance. I mean, it helps everything. Just overall,
sure.
Well, coordination, footwork. I mean, I played college football. As well,
yeah.
So it helped a lot with that.
Well, I imagine with the MMA, yeah. Probably with the dance and the gymnastic yep. background, there's some things that you can do that they can't see coming.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, just I kind of I use that to an advantage. I can because people are like used to oh it's same old thing. You know, grappling for example,
right?
It's usually nitty gritty like chin to chin. You know, we're getting in there, we're hurting each other, but I can use that finesse to kind of like move in direction super quick,
right?
And then I can. Adjust from there, and people are like, oh, what just happened? I'm like, ah, what right. just happened?
Exactly. So, they don't see it coming.
That's very true, because when I irritate him and piss him off, next thing I know, he's staying here, and like a flash, he's over here, and he's got my arm like behind my head. Ow, I love you. I love you. Stop, Ray. Stop.
Because you, I mean, you're both in great shape, and you're both big, but you are much bigger than he is.
He is way more nimble than I am.
I can imagine, yeah.
He's a very large man.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you can not overpower him, but you can.
I can pick him up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I'll pick him up.
Well, maybe later we'll have yeah, you guys. Like we'll have you guys roll around.
Oh, he can. He helps me pop my back. Like it helps realign my back for me and helps Aww. Me with like stretches or whatever. We actually worked on. Well, I didn't work as long as he did, but there's a it's an official trailer, right? Or
yeah, for Tenet.
Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet. It's a timeless war drama. I think that's what they called it. Mm-hmm. Is we're on that. We played. Actually, I don't even know if we should say that right now.
Probably shouldn't say that right now.
Yeah,
it's just we were a part of the film.
We were a part of that. I wasn't there as long as him, but let's just say when we were there every day, it was cold, so he helped me stretch and he'd pop my back or anything like that. Like I said, I myself am a big guy.
I love that little tease. Yeah, we're in the new Christopher Nolan movie, but can't really talk about it.
Well, I don't want to say too much, but he.
Well, where was the film? Where it was called? Was it filmed here? Or?
Yeah, it was. We were out in the desert, basically. I don't really want to say too much. Stop me if I go too.
We'll just have to bring you back then.
Yes. It comes out in July.
Right.
There is an official trailer. You can check it on YouTube for Tenet.
Yeah.
Whatnot, yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah, we play soldiers on it.
Right.
But that's as far as I really want to.
That's
yeah.
That's pretty big time. I didn't see that on either one of your IMDb's.
It's because you're not supposed to talk about it.
Exactly. We gotta wait.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Christopher Nolan listens to the show, but
you
knows
never that, know. You never,
I would love to see that, but yeah. Anyway, so. It turns out Bane's working for Talia al Ghul. But anyway, so I don't want to get into it. But anyway, so now, what you were an MMA fighter. Was this? It wasn't UFC. Was it Pride or was it?
No, it was more just the independent circuit stuff.
Independent circuit.
I think the biggest fight I had was in Las Vegas. It was Hawaii versus Mainland.
Okay.
So it was a bunch of people from Hawaii, and they'd come over to Vegas. And
Was that around 2016,
2017? No, I think it was closer to 2012, 2013.
Okay.
Before,
so I think they're still doing that because I think they had it when
here.
I was there.
Yeah. So that fight, I actually fought a fighter from Vanderlei Silva's camp.
Oh wow.
Okay.
I had no idea who he was. All I saw was Team Wand, and
right.
I'm naive at this point. I'm just here to fight. I don't even mm-hmm. know what's going on. So the guy irritated me the whole time. Showed up late to the meeting, the pre-fight meeting. Showed up late to weigh-ins. Just walked around with this chip on his shoulder, like he was better than everyone. So
yeah,
I was like, okay, yeah, we'll see what happens. And then I ended up beating the guy in like 43 seconds in the first round.
Yeah.
He wanted to go ahead and kick me, so I picked him up, put him on his back, and
yeah,
punched him in the face until referee told me to stop. And then my MMA coach at that point says, hey, you just beat a guy from Vanderlei's camp. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's pretty impressive.
It was
you didn't even have to dismount or do the valet stuff or anything.
I just got up and, you know, yeah, that's it. I was humble about it, you know.
Yeah.
I was mad. So you tried kicking me. Get out of here. So, but, you know.
How nonchalant he is. Yeah. I just picked him up and just started smashing his face.
Have you ever done combat sports?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I have never done combat sports. That's what I was saying earlier. Even though I'm a big guy, I really wouldn't piss him off. I really would not, because he'd probably just bend, fold, and mutilate me like into a pretzel.
Well, this is the conversation we're having before the show, because there's a certain word that you don't like.
It's not a word. Yeah, don't use the word.
It's
he's gonna take you down if you say it again. Probably flip
the table over.
Yeah.
And the podcast. Walk out.
He's trying to calm him down. It might be entertaining. We'll see. I'll try to. It's it begins with P and ends with P. It's a palindrome. Anyway, so
I'm sorry, I get the biggest kick out of it, because usually he just walks over to me, like puts his fist right near my face, like, you say it one more time, and then I'll say it, and then he'll kind of just barely tap me with a knuckle. I'm like,
oh no, I can tell. I can tell you can get the shit out of me. Forget it. And you also look like that one Polish boxer from New York. What's his name? Konaki. You look better than him. Like, your head is in proportion with your body.
Yes.
Like, his head is like this, and his body's like huge. Like, yeah. But I mean, you got the bald and the Polish thing. So.
Got the Polish thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's been.
So you don't mind synonyms for that word, just that particular.
Yeah, just don't use that word.
Okay. So I didn't know what a big deal Navy SEALs was.
Oh, SEAL
last
team?
SEAL team. Last time I talked to you. Like, it's a real legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy who was in Angel, I think, is in that, right?
David Boreanaz.
Yeah, mm-hmm. David Boreanaz. Mm-hmm. He was in. You've been in so many episodes.
Yeah, like five or six last year, and then just a couple this year. They've gone into a different direction per se, where they don't need us as much. It's more they really, really focus it around the team and. A lot of their personal, each team member's like personal life things. So, yeah, there's really not a whole lot of need for us, but we get in there sometimes.
I just thought, I mean, I was, I thought it was like nothing. And I started looking at it today. I'm like, this is a big hit show.
It's a good show. Yeah. Yeah.
You ever watch SEAL Team?
No, my grandpa does though.
Oh, well, tell Grandpa one of the SEALs is here tonight.
Yeah, I told him that last time.
Okay, and what did he say?
He thought it was cool.
Okay.
Oh, I should have brought you a little thing.
Oh, he would have loved that. He would have brought it to McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look what I got.
But how did you guys get into the to the movie that you can't talk about? How did you guys get into that? Because that's like a big step up from what you've been doing.
They actually, what was it? They were doing some filming north of my house, Victorville, Hesperia area.
Okay.
And they had put it out for that they needed people with
open call.
Yeah, it was an open call, you know, mm-hmm. for like military type. Military expertise. Yeah. Or, and then they called me last minute and said, hey, can you get up here? Sure. Mm-hmm. And then a couple more people kind of fell off or whatever, or had their own things. And
did you know this was that big a thing? Or?
No, I didn't actually. They just kind of, because obviously they always have a pseudonym.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever it is, I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, just an independent production.
Yeah. So I went up there, and then they had more people falling off, and it obviously pays pretty decently. So I was like, hey, I got someone I can call right now that they'll be up here tomorrow if you guys are like, yeah, call them, whatever. So I called Ray and was like, hey, email her, call the casting.
Yeah.
And they actually hit him up, and then he did actually a few more days up there than I did, I think, right? Yeah. Yeah, you did like one or two more days more than
you did, and then we reconvened back in back in the desert.
Yeah, and then we ended up going to the desert and doing that.
It's a total of 5 weeks.
Wow. That's great.
Total. Yeah.
And the big difference, I mean, you know, you've been on Homeland, you've been on the SEAL team. Those are big set, but this has got to be a whole other level.
Oh, yeah, it was totally different. I had never seen half the things that happened with filming and – pyrotechnics, all those kinds of things. It blew me away. I'm just standing looking me and Ray look at each other like, this is a different ball game.
Yeah.
Wow. Totally different ball game.
I mean, that's as big and big budget as it gets.
Yeah. It was like, it just felt like we got rocketed to like the pinnacle of what real filmmaking was. It really did, you know?
Right.
I forgot his son's name, but Denzel Washington's son is in it.
John David Washington.
Yes. Yeah. And Robert Pattinson, I believe, is his name too. From
the Twilight guy?
The Twilight guy.
The Twilight guy, but he's a really good actor.
The sparkly vampire guy.
And then Michael Caine's in it too.
Michael Caine's in every one of his movies. Yeah. No, Robert Pattinson's good. He's
good in that movie that you told me to watch.
I told my parents about that. They watched it. Yeah. And my dad's like, that's a really good movie.
Yeah.
You ever see Good Time?
No, I haven't.
Watch Good Time. Robert Pattinson's really freaking good in that.
Yeah, okay. He is.
Because people are like, oh, he's the Twilight Sparkly guy's playing Batman. No, he can really act.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's great for you guys.
Yeah, we got to watch him act. He does really good. That guy like dives in and does like when he needs, you're going to do this. And then you just see him run around. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, you're just hitting the mark every time. Yeah, getting every the line time. Out every oh, yeah. time. Oh, yeah. It probably doesn't watch the Sons of
that. Definitely yeah. someone that Raven and I can definitely sit and watch and learn something from. That is for sure.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It was very, very, very humbling to just be there, first of all.
Yeah.
And then to be called again to do a different part of the set as well, too, and watch them work. And it's like, for us, because we're active individuals, what the motions that they went through and what they did, mm-hmm. those kind of things would be easy. But the actual acting in itself and diving into your character, that was just second to none.
See, this is my fear if I ever get on a big set like that, is that I'll just freeze and just like watch everybody and just not be in my head.
It's tempting sometimes. I don't think you would.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done some acting, but I've always like, it's very surreal.
You just forget the cameras there.
See, I don't. That's the thing. I
you know it's right there. Like, hey, the camera's right there.
No, every now and then, I a couple times when I've been on set, I've ruined a take by just a quick glance at the camera.
Oh, really?
But it's not even like I'm trying, but the light will hit it, and you're just like, that was perfect, but you looked at the camera, so I was going to do it again. But fight scenes are easier because you're not really – look, you know, you're active. You're not really,
not focused
talking to somebody.
What's around you? You're focused on the person.
Right, in front
exactly.
You. Now, when you were wrestling, what was your wrestling character?
The judge.
The judge.
The judge.
That's a good character. You walk down the flowing robes, and
it was more paying homage to the more like Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd. Kind of thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. I got it.
I kind of played with the character a little bit. Where I tried to like, I thought about doing the whole like robe and the hair and like making everyone stand up when I entered the arena and then telling them to sit down and just, I thought about being a real big asshole. I tried to go heel. I did try to go heel and they were like, no, you look too pretty. Just,
but if I read correctly, you'll be soon portraying the best heel of all time, playing Rowdy Roddy Piper.
You did see that.
Is that something we can talk about?
I can't talk about that, unfortunately.
Apparently, there may or may not be some movie about Vince McMahon coming out, and somebody may or may not be playing Rowdy Roddy Piper.
It's the first I'm hearing of it. Thanks, Ray. Love you too.
I'll definitely.
Prick.
That aside, was he like one of your favorites?
I like Rowdy Roddy Piper. He's always entertaining to watch. He was always just like in your face, didn't give a shit about whatever. You know, he was in there to do his job and say what he had to say and get in, get out, you know, that kind of thing.
Do you like bad guys or good guys better?
I'm entertained by the heel.
Yeah.
I just they don't care. They're assholes. They want to beat you up. They want to cause a problem. They want to make everyone hate you, and that's fun.
Right.
It's fun to be able to be like, no one likes me, and I don't care if you like me. I'm here to kick your ass and take your belt. I'm here to do whatever I got to do to make sure you remember who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always fun to me. Like, so even like with the acting, like if I had a choice to whatever I could be, like, yeah, being the action hero is great. Make me the bad guy. There's something fun about being the villain.
Right.
About being able to just take a character and like show how messed up someone can be. Just they'll do whatever they can or have to get what they want. And that's
so you are kind of Robert Pattinson in a way, in that they keep casting you as a good guy.
Yeah.
But you want to be more of a character and more of a bad guy.
I've been cast a lot as like the boyfriend in this feature, or the boyfriend in that feature, or the love interest in this short film, or whatever. Right. There's been a couple times. There's a couple pilots.
By the way, it probably doesn't surprise you. I never have, but go ahead. I've auditioned, but no.
There's a couple pilots that I'm.
I feel your pain.
I'm being a part of.
I've never been a living.
That
so.
Are in the process of, leading up to production, the where I'm supposed to be the bad guy. So
and Ray's gonna try to get me in those tests.
Is that the Venom thing I saw?
Venom is.
There's so many things like
I wish I could talk about Venom too. Basically, that is something that was in the works and kind of stopped for momentarily. We could come back to it. We may not. It's just okay. There's not much I can say about that right now.
All right. Was that a bad guy role?
That was.
Okay. That's what I thought looking at the character names, which I should have looked at. Yeah. It's all on IMDb.
Yeah. I haven't looked at his IMDb in a while. Usually I just pick up the phone. I don't have to like try to search him like I would like David Boreanaz or Tom Hardy or whatever. Yeah. By the way, if Tom Hardy's listening to this, shout out. I need to work with you, my friend.
Tom Hardy's great.
Oh, dude, I would die if someone ever said you're going to work with him. I really would. I love that
guy. Tom Hardy's a man. He's dope.
But
do you like Tom Hardy?
No.
I always like to get Hannah's opinion.
But I don't have, to search for you.
It's true.
I don't have to search for you. I just need to pick up the phone. Hey. What? Poop.
You said it. Look at that fist, man. I was scared for a second. Look at that.
I love you, man.
By the way, that's the word.
That is the word.
That is the word. How did you figure that one out?
I told him.
Yeah, he told me after I got hung up on that one time that I was busy doing my business. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm pooping. Yes. And then next thing you know, click, call him back. Hey, the fuck did you hang up on me for? I don't like that fucking word.
So if he instead of that would say, like, I'm taking a sloppy dump.
No, he told me what I needed to say.
I told him.
Taking a big shit.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He was like, he goes, and when you talk to me, don't say the P word. He's like, just tell me, hey, dude, I'm taking a shit.
Okay.
All right.
I
feel like he just made me his bitch.
I hate talking about that topic in general.
Well, what about poopy?
What about you just stop? And we understand now that I don't like it.
I guess I wanted to see how far I could take it. The boundary here.
The boundary is
the boundary is drawn.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know what caused it or what it was, but just one of those things where I heard it and I was like
some women don't like the
M word.
The M word. Yes, I wasn't going to say it. Yeah.
So I should
the
say M word.
Ends right? With a T. Has to do with
like a sponge.
The sponge is on a wet kind of.
It's He's a gonna say
blank
it.
Towel.
Yeah. Yeah, like a towel. It's almost dry, but it's not.
You know what? You guys have been screwing me
like
the whole time.
It's like dictionary kind
of. I'm going to say it.
Moist?
Say it.
Yes.
Moist.
There it is.
Women don't like moist?
She's like, bleh.
Yeah, there's a lot of
moist. I like to get women moist. I've never heard a woman say they don't like moist. I've heard women say they don't like cunt, but moist I've never heard.
I'm okay with cunt. I'm not okay with moist.
Moist is actually a very common thing that I've actually heard.
A lot of girls don't like moist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife's the same as you, too. She don't mind the C word, basically. Yeah. She's like, whatever.
I was going on a whole menstruation track. Moist?
Yeah. Some women don't like it. Right. Yeah, you say the word, they get pissed. Like him with the P word.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get off. Trust me, he gave me those eyes, the bad guy eyes, and I was like, okay.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Also the word foodie. I just want to smack somebody.
Oh, yeah, foodie,
when they
foodie.
Say
foodie's
that.
Annoying.
Foodies. Foodie's a little weird.
I'm a foodie.
Yeah, foodie's annoying. Yeah.
Good. He's not.
I mean, how was it being like real big, manly alpha males in today's society? It's a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes it has its downfalls, right? I mean,
why is that the downfalls? We need more of you. There's too many hipsters walking around.
That's what the director of Bums told me. Mm-hmm. When I auditioned for him, it was actually I went in for a police officer role, mm-hmm. and that's what Ray plays a lot of as well, too. He gets called in for
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
He looks good as a cop. But he told me, he said, I laid like three or four headshots out to him. I was like, here you go. You know, here's like my repertoire of stuff.
Right.
And he was like, okay, I've seen you do the cop stuff. But he goes, I want you to play military because I had like a good scruffy beard going on. It's like.
There's not enough guys like you around.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, Hollywood's just too full of basically Tom Cruise is, all respect to Tom Cruise, of course. But I mean, he's obviously a shorter statured guy. He's skinny, but he's fit.
Right.
He's like, where are these big guys?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he actually had me, the director, call me like 2 weeks or email me like 2 weeks before my day that I went on. And I was like, hey, start bulking up a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Cool. But like you said, Hannah, it's you know, the, there is that change kind of that needs to happen per se. You
it
know?
Really does.
Well, everybody, yeah. I mean, they keep shipping guys in from Australia and like tough guys mm-hmm. like Britain.
They're right here though. There's two sitting right here.
I know.
Here.
Right, and him both a lot sit there. Of them. Yeah. So
we see casting sometimes for things or whatnot, and we'll call each other sometimes. Did you see that casting? Yeah. What the fuck? I put in for that, and then they call this other schmuck. Yeah.
But I can see like if they put you in a movie with Marky Mark or something, you're gonna make him look real scrawny.
Yeah, exactly. You would make Marky Mark look scrawny
instead of like a tough guy. You know, The Rock. That's one other thing. But you know,
Ooh, he's even bigger. I think now.
Yeah, he's like 260. I think. But something good, like that.
You think it's coming around because The Rock and Momoa and some guys are real.
I hope so. I hope we get to work with them.
I refuse to. Let myself get like loose size and
right.
just to try to fit into what they want. Like, no, this is me. I've always been this mm-hmm. person who tries to stay in shape mm-hmm. since I was a little kid.
Agreed.
And just
because Schwarzenegger always had that quote. I know Schwarzenegger's Stallone, but one of them was like, after Michael Keaton and Batman, he's like, it's over for me because mm-hmm. the suit's got all the muscles.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, but then now it's they're coming back. I guess
they're coming. Back.
I mean, they're 70 years old, and you know they're mm-hmm. they're in great shape, but they still got you know.
Yep.
You can bench all you want. You still got 70-year-old, you know, sloppy tits. But I mean, what are you going to do? I wish my tits were that sloppy. But still, now, let me ask you a question because I shaved my head last year because my friend had cancer. Do you get? And I've seen you with both looks. Do you get more pussy with the shaved head or not?
I'm a married man.
Okay. Actually, so do you get more attention from women? My apologies to your wife.
You're good. I don't. This may sound stupid to me, like I'm playing dumb, but I really don't notice if anyone's paying attention to me in terms of like, oh, you look good with a bald head or whatever, whatnot. I mean, a lot of time I'm always focused on just working out or going to work or doing what I got to do.
Right.
Good
answer. Keeping the lady happy. So
I have to tell him a woman is like checking him out.
Yeah, I never know. But I'm like, oh, really?
It's kind of cool. One of those like bro things. Hey, what? Chick over there with the big rack, she's checking you out. Oh,
do you do that to him too? Because I know he's happily married.
Every now and then I'll be like, hey, like I think we're getting some attention. But like,
we don't make a big deal out of it.
It's flattering though, right?
It's flattering.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's very flattering.
It's nice
but
to know like, oh, okay, I still got it.
Yeah.
That's another reason why we kind of click too is because I'm the same way as him is I'm very happily married. I love my wife. I love my baby girl. He has his beautiful wife and his three children.
Yeah,
so
that's right. You know, good for you.
Yeah, my wife adopted three kids.
That's great.
Yeah, adopted all three of them and came in the picture, became Insta Dad, and here I am.
Oh, so she already had the three kids when you met her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good for you.
So I jumped right in there, like, what's up? What's up, kiddos? And then, so here we are now.
I mean, how young were the kids then?
Let's see, the twins were 5, and the oldest was 6 at the time.
Okay, so it wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, so now the oldest is 8. The twins actually turned 7 this weekend.
Okay.
Aww.
Coming up, so yeah, we're going to celebrate the birthday.
So you're the dad that they know?
Yep.
Are you going to adopt them as well, or...?
I'm sure that's a discussion the lady and I will have down the road.
Okay,
but she, she's an amazing woman. She did all that on her own.
Right.
She had no help from anybody else. She went in there and took all three of them at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and working as working single mom at the time, and she rose them up, and she's raising those kids to be the best that she can make them. So if that's a decision that we decide to make together, awesome. If not, I got no problem keeping it the way it is, and that's. Whatever makes her happy and these kids happy is what...
I feel like I'm grilling Raymond really bad on the show. Like this is like 60 minutes. Like,
you can take it.
Yeah, but you're doing a really good job.
He's doing great. You can take it.
And by the way, when Hannah and I are out, I asked her, I'm like, is that girl checking me out? And it's always, no. So that's that's what happens. Right?
I'm not going to lie.
Just lie for once. Anyway.
She has to throw the sugar on top a little bit.
Oh, sure, yes. So... do your students you teach gymnastics?
Yeah.
Do they know that you're an actor?
Yeah.
Have they seen your movies?
A lot of the movies I've done are probably a little too rated R for them.
I mean, how young are the gymnasts?
So I teach ages. I start about age 5, and then I work my way up from there.
Oh, okay.
I've had adult students come in for lessons every now and then. I mean, like
me.
But majority.
It's hard, isn't it?
Oh God, yeah.
Well, especially him being taller. So gymnastics is not.
right,
play fair with those who are taller.
Sure.
So the fact that I'm shorter, it helps mm-hmm. a lot with me being able to get my body and rotate over.
Right.
Not to take away from my, I mean, I weigh 200 pounds.
No, you're a big guy.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know that, like, looking at me, maybe, but like,
well, your muscle.
I'm heavy
yeah.
for.
Yeah, no, I would say, yeah. Short. I would have guessed.
But a lot of gymnasts are tiny when yeah. you look at them. Like, you can just, like, they're shredded and they're in shape, but they're not
yeah.
very tall. And
yeah.
That just helps their advantage where they can flip bodies over. And
right.
Same with weightlifting. I mean,
sure.
I can power clean, probably bench and squat more than he can just because mm-hmm. I'm shorter. I'm lower to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So,
dang, like, my full extension. Is more compact, yeah. too, since he's smaller. Well,
you got to lift higher. And,
he's got to go.
I've got the leverage. Yeah. I have more leverage than he does, but yeah. his muscles are more compacted than mine, too, where everything's good and basically tight and whatnot. So, when he can throw 300 pounds, I wouldn't doubt that he could probably bench press 300 pounds. Me, I've never even tried to max, but I know for a fact that he could probably bench press more than me right now.
Okay.
So you guys yeah. make a good team, and they need to cast you both in lead roles in a movie.
We
right?
to, oh, we want to do. We want
we need to we write an action movie buddy who, comedy for it.
Yeah, we don't care who, like, of course, because he wants to be the bad guy, well, but actually, I told him I want to be the good guy, and right. we want to go at it.
You know, that
I
mean, happened we, at the last, we did an anthology project, actually. We both know the producer.
Oh, yeah.
And we both went in, and we had three roles to audition
that's right.
for. So we both did all three roles
mm-hmm.
together at his house.
That's right.
And we just sent him over and said, cool, you know, whatever happens, cool. You know, mm-hmm. we both auditioned for it. I hope we both get a role. That's all we care about.
Right.
He's just getting a role, you know?
Yeah.
And then we hear back, and then he ended up getting a role, and then I got the lead role in that segment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was cool that we were both able to
go to the
do
same
this,
thing.
Do right. help each other out in the audition tape, send it in. We both got selected for a role, which was mm-hmm. dope. So
that's awesome.
Well, that's because, if I may interject real quick, yeah, it's because when we, as friends, I told him, I have the number one thing that I always want people to know me as is by one word. You know, they say, oh, describe me in one word. I want them to say loyal.
Okay.
So, and what I told him when this came up is because we're basically both going for the same role. I told him that this is not a pissing contest. This is not mm-hmm. to see whose dick's bigger than the other one. It's
right.
none of that stuff. You're my friend. I love you as a brother. Like, if it is, if you get it more than I do, or like, and he did, dude, I will be happy to shake your hand. You know, mm-hmm. of course there's going to be a jealousy there because, like, oh my God, I wanted to be the lead.
Right.
But
right.
not everybody can do that at certain times.
Right.
And he got called and said, hey, we want to give it to you. You have the look that we need and all the other things. So it's like, that's why me and him are good friends because
a lot of it has to do with look.
Yeah, absolutely.
We could have the same exact acting style mm-hmm. and have the exact same accent, whatever it may be, but because of my look and his look,
exactly.
whatever the director sees at that point, mm-hmm. I want this person to be this role.
Yeah.
This person gets it. So that's why a lot of like going back to what you said about the whole like Hollywood thing and they're being less alpha because they can take this person who doesn't know what they are
mm-hmm.
or this person who's trying to take on so many roles like I could be pretty but I can also be masculine or I can be feminine and or I can be
right.
handsome whatever they're trying to do at the time
mm-hmm.
this person can be molded easier which I think is what it is they,
sure.
they can be told to grow their hair out or they put their hair in a certain style
yeah.
or they look like this or this when they're wearing this and this
right.
so they're you can interchange them more easier than someone like me or Eric
where, yeah. yeah where we're like, stuck yeah, in that role
like,
basically
we're buff you can't really hide that too well and they should
sure.
put me in a bunch of clothing and I'm like mm-hmm. oh well then okay well this guy's wearing a bunch of clothing for
right.
so it's just I guess it's a certain look people go for more often than if your talent's there
sure
obviously once you become a big name then it
yeah,
obviously it becomes a little easier to get whatever you want.
Yeah.
But until we get there, we kind of just have to keep poking at it and keep going until.
Yeah, yeah I mean, but you never know. I mean, it's like you know, Hugh Jackman was a dancer before he got Wolverine.
Yep, mm-hmm. that's right.
And then
Oklahoma,
yeah, he was a good Wolverine. Like I love.
And he was the second choice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had another guy, and he the guy who was the villain in Mission Impossible 2, and they. And he said, I can't do it because I got to do Mission Impossible 2. Hugh Jackman was the second choice.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I can't imagine
good.
Anybody else doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yep.
But what's the dream? See, you seem to have a concept. What's the dream movie starring the two of you? So I was thinking Buddy Cop, but now you're like, I'm the good guy, he's the bad guy.
I was thinking more like Face Off because they both had great roles.
I was just
going to
say, like, yeah. I was going to say something along the old nostalgic 90s
mm-hmm. yeah.
action type stuff.
Like, that was one of the best
we
films.
We both love those kind of films.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we grew up with our dads and everything.
Yeah.
So we sit and talk about that forever. But like I said, it doesn't matter whether it be – he wants to play a bad guy. So it's like if they chose us both for it, if he wants to play a bad guy, I'm like, all right, cool. So we know who's going to be the good
right.
guy. You know, that's fine.
But that's what's cool about that movie. You guys get to switch.
Exactly.
And do both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we both played those kinds of roles. Like
mm-hmm.
when I did for that true crime recreation for Investigation Discovery, I was a cop. Mm-hmm. And nobody knew it throughout the entire show until the end. That they're like, "Oh my god, you were the fucking killer!" Yeah, and they're like, "You pulled that shit off, great.
That's great."
Yeah, but totally exactly like what you said though, like something on the face-off kind of thing, just some knockdown, drag out fight, bullets flying everywhere, brimstone and fire, things blowing up at each other, him throwing knives at me or whatever. God, oh god, yeah, I'd be totally down for it.
Smoking a cigarette, no face on.
Yeah,
do you throw knives to him?
I can't throw knives.
Yeah, okay.
I've never thrown a knife at him.
Okay.
Not yet.
He says that word one more time.
Yeah, I said the word. Yeah.
And you're Mark. You're in the line of fire too. Be careful.
Like Chinese throwing stars. Stuff
I'm getting
like that.
Under the table here.
Yeah. My dad used to throw Chinese throwing stars. And my dad's like total alpha male. My dad would be like, my dad would probably call you guys pussies, but
my dad actually had some throwing stars like too. Actually,
he used to throw a throwing. And he would have me. I try throwing. You throw your Chinese throwing stars like a girl. You know, it's like
that's what my dad would say. Like, you pussy. Flick the wrist.
Yeah, no, you gotta flick it. You gotta flick it. Yeah. We had the same. Yeah, same
kind of. Oh yeah, my dad would hit him all day long, and as soon as I bounced off, he's like, "Pussy."
Yeah, bullseye, and then I'd get there.
You're not worried about you hurting yourself. I went to go throw axes a couple weeks ago. My grandpa's like, "Make sure you don't come back and smack yourself in the head because you're an idiot." You know?
Axes.
You throw axes.
Yeah, it's like those.
Oh, you went to an axe throwing thing? Uh-huh. How was that?
It was fun.
Yeah,
I heard it's fun. I haven't done it.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Except for when they throw and then, like, you see that big-ass axe, like, turn or something, and then it hits the thing, comes back at you. You're like, oh, shit!
Yeah, when I went shooting, I'm like, I'm going to drop it, and it's going to hit me in the face.
Uh-huh.
They showed you how to throw it, right?
Yeah.
Inside, they just said,
hey, kind of like lob it or something.
Here's an axe by the time.
Rub the head.
Yeah.
Is that how you did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. And, we're almost 5 minutes. What do you have? I mean, you got so much stuff going on in 2020. What's, besides the unknown movie that we can't talk about that will be a big summer hit, the summer blockbuster?
Right now.
And everybody be like, I know those guys.
Things are ramping up, per se. So,
are you making a living in acting solely?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. It's growing. We're almost kind of growing almost like at the same pace. We kind of do this.
Yeah, you started a little bit, you know what I mean? A little bit before you, but you're like kind of
Yeah. And he's actually got more credits than me as well too. And actually I'm very proud to say my manager just picked him up.
Yeah. Yay.
Good for you.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah. I'm this close to getting with a beautiful talent agency. I don't want to say which one it is because it hasn't happened yet, but that's in the works. Hopefully we can get this gentleman with the same thing, but right now things are kind of just ramping up.
It looks like that was a surprise to you.
I mean, cool.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean,
lots of surprises.
Things are ramping up, so I mean, it's just kind of like I'm kind of just waiting. You know, submitting to things, waiting for other things to come.
That's the actor's life.
Yeah. It's just, hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
A lot of it
is. When you're upset, it's great. Yeah. And then, you know, but even then, you're just like waiting around a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. It kind of works out, though, because it allows, well, like Ray, too, we both, you know, work out 5-6 days a week. So sometimes these little breaks until some other nice project comes up just allows us to stay in shape more. Like I can spend more time with my daughter, pick her up from daycare, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do more things with the family, get that kind of center. And then when something else comes up, I can be like, tell the wife, okay, I got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do both your wives, what do they think about your acting aspirations?
Go for it, bro.
She supports me for sure.
Yeah, mine
too. Okay. I mean, there's definitely times where she's like, why are you talking to her? Like, I have to. It's part of the movie.
She doesn't like when you get to romantic scenes and things?
Can you blame her, though? I mean, it makes sense.
Well, I was looking at you, no. But,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, though. And I don't take it personal. I understand how it could make someone feel knowing that your husband is romantically involved with someone, even though it's fake and it's just you're portraying somebody else. I can understand it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you have to shove your tongue in some girl's mouth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little different.
Now,
so.
Have you done the romantic scenes?
No, I haven't done it yet, but I'm kind of in the same boat as Ray. I don't mean to cut you off, brother. But same thing is my wife supports me, but she's kind of like hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing she basically says is, if you're going to do that, they better be paying you.
That's great.
She's like, as long as you're getting the money. I'm like, yes, babe. I'll make sure it's there.
relationship goals.
Yeah.
And I think we got to end on that. But Raymond, tell us everything you got going on and how people get a hold of you.
So I just finished up my project, 16 Bits. I have my little role in that. It's a feature film. Aaron Mento is the director.
Okay. 16 Bits.
16 Bits is going to be awesome. Definitely look forward to that. I got the anthology we did together as well. It should be coming out later on this year as well. But if you want to get a hold of me, Instagram, Raymond Vincik, V-I-N-S-I-K.
Yes.
Facebook, Raymond Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Raymond Vincik Williams is the fan page. I have a Twitter, but my Twitter is garbage. I barely even use it. I'm not even going to lie.
Okay.
I wish I was better at it, but
sure.
What can you do?
Wait till you pay somebody to do it for you.
Yeah.
When you get to that level.
When I can afford to pay someone to do what they got to do on Twitter, then it'll blow up. But until then, I just got to periodically remember, I have Twitter too. Go use that.
Yes.
So every now and then I get down on that.
Right.
And
if you go on IMDb, there's pictures with you with your shirt off. And
there's pictures of me with my shirt off.
Yeah.
Pictures of me in some cowboy hats doing a Western.
Yeah, I
did a Western recently. That was a very fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Westerns. I was a bad guy in that one, so I got my role.
I can see that.
That was nice. It was fun. It was a good party. It was a good time.
Business inquiries for both of us. You can contact Sherry Lennon at Red Talent Management.
Yes.
Red. Oh gosh, her email is redmgmtla@gmail.com. Is how you can contact for
Sherry.
Yeah, Sherry Lennon, Lennon.
Right.
And you can contact for both of us.
And that's Eric Reingrover, Reingrover. Yes. On all social media, I guess, IMDb.
Same thing. Yeah,
Facebook, Eric Reingrover.
The only thing, I don't even have a Twitter. I draw a line at Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, that's same a thing. Lot the way it is.
Yeah, I just pretty much, I'm actually kind of veered away from the Facebook. I just stick to the IG, really.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
And name Hannah's Heavy Metal Show.
Do it. Something good.
If you name it and you're in L.A., I guess you'll be sitting in on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in L.A., we will give you a shout-out. And Hannah, tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
I'm Hail Hannah Bach, B-A-K-K 666 on Instagram. Please add me on Instagram, not Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Because it's just a little too personal.
So. IG is where it's at, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think all the kids are on TikTok, but if I'm a goth comedian, all social media, everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.